It's another week on All My Children. A lot of mysterious things are happening. You think we'll get some answers this week, Pedro?
Conversation is going round. Blendy's talking about a guy who's come to town. It's her brother, and his name's Richie. No one knows where he is, it's a mystery. Babe has seen him, maybe once or twice. She just don't know it yet, cause he's been very nice. Could have played on baseball team. You better watch out, babe, cause he ain't what he seems. He's Wes is Richie. Psychotic bipolar mess. He's Wes, Goofy Wes. Wes is Richie. Let's hope he kills Blandy next. It's Richie. Wes is Richie. Who'd have thunk it? This week on All My Children, Richie is Wes. And I'm actually a little impressed.
JR's hair and attitude gets creepier by the second.
Freakly goes Bo Derek and scores a perfect 7.
And Crystal and Adam continue to player hate each other.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am Peter.
Pedro. His name is Pedro. How many times are we going to go through this, Pedro? Every single time you come on a program?
I just don't understand why you made me say player hater.
Because I thought it would be funny to hear a white boy say player hater.
Well,
it was kind of comical.
I'm glad you're laughing.
All right, viewers. But listen, I am very, very, very glad to be back. I had a little week off. I was in Newport, Rhode Island. And it was very beautiful. I had never been to Newport, Rhode Island. I was at a wedding.
Were there a lot of white guys there?
There was a lot of white people there. But they were very nice. We had a very nice time. The wedding was on the beach. It was my friends Matt and Nat, the most awesome, amazing couple ever. And everything was beautiful. And we had lobster. We had like a clam bake. It was lobster and a little steak. And clams, lots of clams. And I had like a fried like fritter thing, like a lobster or crab fritter or something like that. That was good.
Ashley Mendoza, I would like to comment. I thought your song was very beautiful this week.
Beautiful. Come on now.
It did. I thought it. You really brought me back to the 70s.
Pedro, you do know I have a man, right?
I do. I just.
You do know my man Carlos and I are very much together, despite the marks on the wall that you see when you came in.
Listen. What is wrong with me saying that I enjoyed your voice?
And what is wrong with a woman throwing a shoe at a man once in a while? Sometimes a man needs a chancleta to the head. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I am not commenting on that.
All right, people. We got quite a little bit to talk about. And I don't even really know where to start because at this point on a program, all of the stories are so intertwined. And if I have to go into detail about every single storyline, y'all's heads will be spinning. This podcast will be 2.5 hours of me talking. And I know nobody deserves to have 2.5 hours of me talking. So
you did say that you didn't want to talk about Ryan and Blandy. You would not talk. We didn't have to talk about that storyline.
But here's the problem. It's kind of central to the rest of the program, unfortunately.
It is. But that love scene was so boring.
I can't talk about it. We got to hold up talking about that until we get to that point in the recap.
Talk about a chunk later to the head.
I can't. Please don't make me talk about that any sooner than I have to. Please. All right, listen. I think I'm going to start.
Hold on. That love scene was like Wonder Bread with butter on it.
Listen, one's a bread with butter when one's a bread is like fresh right out of the bag, like right out of the oven, is pretty damn good. So do not be insulting one's a bread with butter like that. You know what I'm saying?
That was not fresh Wonder Bread out of the bag then.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to actually start because this has a little bit of relevance to the storyline. I'm going to start with Greenlee and Aiden. All right. We begin the week with Aiden, who is still flabbergasted and flummoxed over this whole mystery of who knocked him out. And I'm just gonna say one thing. From the beginning of the week to the end of the week, that man's little cut on his head is still oozing. It's still bleeding. No Band-Aid, you know. No bandage.
Well, isn't it?
Not even no iodine. Like, it's just like a stripe of blood.
Can I tell you the other thing that didn't change throughout the week with Aiden? Was his emotions. He was like the same the entire time. Every step of the investigation, he was exactly the same. It's like, we just found something. This is a really big clue. What are we going to do?
His acting abilities, we've talked about that on a program. He's particularly challenged that Mr. Aiden Turner. But what I will say is perhaps there's a good explanation for his blasé attitude all week. He must be feeling a little lightheaded because of all the blood oozing from his forehead.
Yes.
You don't think so, Pedro?
You took the long road to joke town.
Listen, it's kind of true. He was a little.
It is true.
He was a little ditzy all week, and he did not have a bandage on his head.
But I don't know if I don't know if that's from the cut on his head. I mean, isn't he always like that?
Yeah, you got a point. Well, in the beginning of the week, Aiden picks up a rock on a beach. Aiden wants Greenlee to knock him senseless and leave him for dead. And I was like, what a coincidence. So do I. That's mean, isn't it? I don't mean to talk mean about Aiden, but I'm just not.
I got a new name for Aiden.
What?
Aiden, instead of being like he's a detective like Columbo, Aiden should be Cladumbo.
There's something wrong with you, Pedro.
I think I'm right.
I think
it's like Columbo always played dumb. You know what I mean? Like he always pretended to be dumb and then he turned out to be really smart. Aiden pretends to be really smart. Turns out he's really dumb. Cladumbo.
I'll consider that one, Pedro. Well, anyway, he makes Greenlee pick up this rock, right? And Greenlee can pick it up pretty easily. And so brilliant Aiden decides that Blandy could have easily been the one to have knocked him out. So he goes on a mission to figure out what the hell is going on. So first we see Greenlee and Aiden, they go to make love on a beach. And I was kind of like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll take it, I guess. But then Ryan interrupts them. And then this whole thing happens where Ryan and he decide that they will band together and figure stuff out. But I don't know why Ryan had to go to Aiden. Why couldn't he go to Tad? But for some stupid, dumbass reason, he had to go to Aiden. And Aiden said that he would help Ryan if Ryan stopped tailing Greenlee.
Tanning Greenlee?
Tailing.
Oh, tailing.
Yeah, he was tailing Greenlee. So that old nonsense, you know, whatever, that happens. So then Greenlee tells Aiden that she wants to help. So they decide to come up with some cockamamie plan where they've already found out about this Eddie Jones. I think it was Eddie Jones, people. Forgive me if I'm wrong because I glazed over a little bit of some of the details because I was a little, I don't know. I didn't love it, you know. I don't know what it was. I just was like, oh, whatever. So Greenlee comes on the screen the next day, and like Aiden's like doing something to her, and she's like pretending like it's sex, but it's not. He's like painting a tattoo on her because she's become some alter ego because she's gonna pretend that she's Eddie Jones's wife and she's gonna claim his goods because he's been killed, you know.
I couldn't figure out what was uglier, Greenlee's hair or her tattoos.
And it was really
gross. It was so distracting, wasn't it?
Really distracting.
She
had this Bo Derek cornrow, like this cornrow, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it was horrible. And her face looked ugly too. I don't know what happened. Like everything looked ugly except her body. She got a smoking body.
But those tattoos.
They were dumb. They were ridiculous.
They were ridiculous.
They really were. Are you making fun of me, Pedro?
I couldn't help. It's just a nice way. I like what you said. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So anyway, so they go and they do that. And then there's this whole like hijinks where Greenlee's got to pretend that she's like, I don't know, some lady. I don't know what the lady's alter ego name is, but she goes in and she does the worst fake Brooklyn accent. She's like,
was distracting.
It was really bad. First of all, Greenlee looked like a porn star walking around, okay? And she's like, hey, I want my husband's things because I am his wife and I'm wanting his things now. Hey, mister, I have a right to my husband's things now.
Bravo, Ashley Mendoza. Bravo.
And to his credit, the guy playing the police assistant was pretty good. he was like looking at her like she was crazy because she looked crazy, you know? And he was like trying to file a procedure and get the permissions and stuff. And like Chief Fry calls and Chief Fry allows it to go through because he hasn't seen Greeley. He just takes the, you know, the cop's word for it that this woman is Eddie Jones's wife and stuff. So they give her his personal effects, if you will. And then they go and they almost miss. Remember, they almost miss Jack. Like Jack comes in.
That was my favorite moment. Anytime you have Jack on the screen, that was my favorite moment. It turned into an act off between Jack and Claudumbo.
What was the act off? Was that the act off you asked about, Pedro? Between Jack and Aiden?
No, I forget who my act off was for.
Oh, I forgot. You gotta remind me, people, because I think it was. I feel like it was Aiden and Jack in an act off. That would be pretty good if it wasn't. Anyway, it was good. So there's those whole hijinks and all this stupid stuff. And I don't know. I'm just like not feeling it. So anyway, so finally they go through the personal effects and like they find, like Aiden finds a check from Blandy to Eddie Jones. And as Melissa Yu pointed out, it didn't have an address on it. But I have to say, Melissa Yu was a little bothered by that because like the props people, you have to put an address on a check. But you don't really, because I know I used to have checks that didn't have my address on it because I was illegally subletting my apartment and I had to send a check every month to pay for it, but I couldn't have my real address on it. You know what I'm saying? So like you could have it. But what I thought was interesting is when I actually thought about it, the person who set Blandy up, who Aiden realizes after all these things like the check and there's like a cell phone number leading to Annie's phone and all this stuff, that it's all a plant. And brilliant Aiden figures this out. Now, the check thing would have led the authorities to the fact that it was a plant because Richie would have had to have Blandy's checking account number and correct check numbers in order to prove that Blandy wrote that check. Because otherwise she could just say, look at the account ain't mine. The numbers ain't mine. So like, how's he going to know that? So that's stupid. You follow that, people? You follow that, Pedro?
I honestly lost you. I lost you with the act off. It is so confusing.
It is. Let's just put it this way. Aiden figures it out, right? He's like, of course, Ryan's right. Ryan's innocent. Ryan's been frying.
But even then, I believe that you said it with more emotion there than he did. He was so nonplussed about everything.
He was. I agree. So then he looks on the cell phone, on Eddie Jones' cell phone, and he sends Ryan a picture. Now, we're going to give you a little backstory at this point, all right? The beginning of the week, Blandy goes to see the dead guy. That was Eddie Jones that we talked about. All right. It was Eddie Jones. It wasn't Richie. So we know now that the guy that robbed Babe was not Richie, which I thought it was. They had me a little bit fooled. And Taylor knew. He called it a red herring. And he was right. Did you hear that episode? Anyway. So then some stupid stuff happens all week between Ryan and Blandy. And I think it's because Ryan, Cameron Matheson, has been so busy on Dancing with the Stars that he's really not doing much on All My Children.
He's not doing much on Dancing with the Stars either.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting, people, and you have to watch Dancing with the Stars for Cameron Matheson, is that they showed a picture of him when he was a little boy. He had like leg braces on both legs, like all the way up to the hip.
Yeah, he said he wore that for 3 years.
That is a lot. Like, okay, I'm going to admit something to you. I always thought that he kind of walked a little funny. His, like, butt is always so high. You know what I'm saying? He's like a high butt.
I've not noticed that.
I really did, I swear to God. Like, if you look at him in a pair of pants and he stands, his butt's really high.
This is what I'm going to say. I think him on Dancing with the Stars, he's not long lived.
Listen, he's with the most excellent woman, though. I love that editor. I love her every season. She is incredible, but she's incredible. She is a beautiful woman. She has the most amazing body. Like, she's like real, like tight and short. Like, she got a woman's body. She is like a shapely, curvy woman. Beautiful.
That cheetah girl can dance.
That cheetah girl's good. That cheetah girl is good. You know, I like the men, though. The men were really good. He's got stiff competition, people. The women, not so much. The men, he's got stiff competition.
Nobody is going to vote off Wayne Newton.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's Wayne Newton.
He's old and rickety. He's a nice man, but he is rickety.
But people love Wayne Newton.
He's built like a peach. He's real round. Got them two little legs, real round middle.
He's built like a peach with a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, he's built like a very tan peach.
He's like a pulled tight tan peach.
All right, so then we got Blandy and Ryan talking about getting Blandy a gun because Blandy was armed with some letter opener as a weapon under her pillow. Was that a letter opener, Pedro?
It was. I rewound the tape and
I looked on the high definition television.
Yes.
It looked like a letter opener.
It didn't look like a letter opener. It was a letter opener.
So then they go to some place, people. I glazed. This is where I told Pedro that I was not in any way, shape, or form going to talk about Blandy and Ryan. Because Friday's episode was so annoying. So annoying. I couldn't follow it. I rewound one of them scenes twice and I'm like, you know what? I am not going to fast forward. I made a commitment, but there ain't hells no. Ain't hells no way. I'm going to be keep rewinding some dumbass scene. If I'm snoring, I can't get it the first two times, I'm moving on. Mm-hmm. All I know is that they go somewhere to be safe, and he puts sand in her hand, her compact, or some crap like that. And then she and he make love, and they start making love by she puts Nivea Gold lotion on him. Now, all my children, people, I'm going to tell you right now, you think your viewers don't use hand lotion? We know what the Nivea bottle looks like, and we know that the Nivea Gold bottle looks like. You have Blandy put Nivea Gold on Ryan. I gotta ask you a question, Pedro. Your truest, honest opinion here. And we know you people come to the Pine Valley Podcast for honest feedback, information, and opinion. My question to you, Pedro. When do you think that Ryan is going to discover that he has a penis?
Well, I think Blandy was certainly trying to help him.
Ryan has not acknowledged his manhood in quite some time. Wussy boy Ryan, you are off the charts, girly girl. Gold lotion, please. I wanted to scream. I wanted to pull my hair out. This is what I would pay money to see. I would pay money to see Ryan turn over, grab that Nivea lotion, throw it out the window, break the window, grab Annie by her hair, yank it back, turn her over, put her down, and make mad passionate love to her. That's a man, not a wussy boy.
Instead, what you got was a light caressing and some ridiculous commentary.
I'm gonna do y'all a favor. I'm gonna run a slut metric on it. What do you say, Pedro?
I think it's a gutsy thing to do.
I'm gonna run a slut metric. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm gonna leave it up to the slut metric. I'm gonna blow it off. A lot of dust on it. Hasn't been used in quite some time.
Are you sure it still works?
There's a little red light flashing there. All right, here we go.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's just say you were not wrong, Ashley Mendoza.
No, see, the slut metric don't lie. That's what I'm saying. It does not lie. I'm sorry, Blandy and Ryan. They get done making love, thank God. With that bamboo fan going.
Which, by the way, the bamboo fan was turning in the wrong direction.
It was sucking air out of the room.
It was, the blades were facing the wrong way.
It could not have been sucking more air out of the room than the act of Blandy and Ryan's lovemaking was.
That is true. There were several things sucking the air out of the room then.
And that was one of them.
It wasn't just the fan.
So let's rewind, people. And we're almost done with the storyline. We go back to the beginning of the week with Babe and Goofy West on a date. Now, first of all, this is what I'm saying. For all her faults and stuff, you know, the character Babe, all that stuff. Alexa Havens, the actress, has never lacked for chemistry with one of her co-stars, except maybe Jamie. To me, people, she didn't have a lot of chemistry with Jamie. It was like they were like a nice, loving couple, but not really hot. Not in the way she and Josh were, not in the way she and JR were, okay? But for the most part, Miss Alexa Havens can get the sexy out of anything, out of anyone, anytime. That's something that girl don't lack. She's a sexy lady. Her and Wes, fizzle. Nothing, zip, zero, zilch.
I agree. It was awkward.
Horrible.
But she looks good in a baseball cap.
She looks adorable. Pedro loved her in that baseball cap. It was a Yankee cap, which why wouldn't it be a Phillies cap? Because they in Pennsylvania, don't you think?
That is true. That's a very good point, Ashley Mendoza.
That was really lame. But it said Babe on the front. And then like she and Wes were like playing around and he admitted that he was like on a minor league baseball team or something like that.
He admitted that he made it to the majors. He was drafted by the Padres, a major league team.
Well, I mean, mean, the whole point of this is that Wes has been made out to be such a perfect, great guy. And it was interesting because in the middle of the week, Amanda and Babe went at it a little bit because they were like double dating at Confusion. And Amanda got a little bit weird with Babe, like saying that Babe was upset with her, you know, that she was dating JR and blah, blah, blah. And it was a little weird, but really it was Babe claiming that she was concerned about Amanda because JR is a skeev, and he is. So anyway, back to Babe and Wes. Wes has been painted to be like a perfect saint. So you know something is up because he's too perfect. But I got to tell you right now, that goofy grin of his, I cannot take it. He smiles and it's like, I remember when I was 7 years old and I used to watch Donald Duck, and Donald Duck would like have a fake smile. And it was like perfect teeth, like perfect on top of each other. It was like the weirdest teeth on teeth perfect grin. And that's what he has. It's like a goofy, weird ass grin. I don't like Goofy Wes. I don't think he's a good actor. I don't think he has any chemistry with Babe. I think he's goofy. And then Judy Blythe Wilson, she always has these people that she thinks are gorgeous, and they're not gorgeous all the time. Like, they're just not. Like, she has a couple hits, but she has a lot of misses. And I'm telling you right now, Goofy Wes is a miss. So, long story short, Ryan gets the picture. He starts cropping away at all this hair. Like, this is like the worst fake picture, too. Did you see that picture, Pedro?
Yes.
It was like Chewbacca, but it was like fake. It was like a picture of the person with like hair piled on him like Chewbacca. And Ryan chips away at the photo with like Photoshop, because of course Ryan knows Photoshop. And it reveals that Richie is Wes.
That was, I enjoyed that moment.
I liked it, too.
I thought the Photoshopping was a little weak.
Yes.
But the moment itself, I thought was revealing.
Well, I liked it because, okay, I sort of knew it but didn't. Like, I didn't read all the spoilers, and I've stopped reading the spoilers because it makes the show so damn boring to read the spoilers, because you know everything that's going to happen and the show's already boring enough, so, like, I don't. But the fact that it was Wes, I liked. I did like it. Although, I'm going to say right now, people, the guy that played Eddie Jones, much better actor, much better looking than Wes. I think they found this guy after they found Wes. I think that was the problem. They should have reversed it, if you ask me. Because that other guy was cuter. He was a better actor. This goofy Wes, I can't take it. I can't take it. You know what else I can't take? And I'm going to spend exactly 30 seconds on it. The Scooby Gang.
Oh, I love the Scooby Gang.
Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That's all I wrote on my page. Lord, help me. We find out a little more about the Scooby Gang thanks to Sean, who is a 27-year-old actor who has to play dipshit with these dumbasses. They're not attractive. They dress cheesy. They can't act. It is ridiculous.
I feel like I'm watching Saved by the Bell.
It's worse than Saved by the Bell. That guy, that one of those guys is dressed worse than Screech on Saved by the Bell.
It is the most horrible. That horrible. The hat and the t-shirt with the shirt.
Oh my God. That was like so 2004 or something.
It is. It really is. And then the other guy that won't take off his sunglasses.
He's got a past. He's a troublesome teen. He's got a past. He's got issues.
It is the most ridiculous thing.
I want to kill somebody. I really do.
Yeah, they're just terrible.
I didn't fast forward people, but I wanted to.
But it's so bad, it's great.
Ugh. I'll tell you what's good. Real good, in my opinion.
JR's hair?
Ooh, no. Lord, no. I was going to say Crystal and Adam.
Crystal and Adam?
I told him to say that, people. Yes, I do like Crystal and Adam.
You wanted me to repeat that for emphasis.
I did. I thought it was very, very, very good.
Very good.
Very good. I like Crystal walking in the beginning of the week when Tad and Adam were talking. She overhears them. Tad was weird. He tried to tell Adam that he loved Crystal. Wasn't that weird?
No, that's what it was nice.
But I don't know. Like, I don't get where Tad is going with this. Like, I think he really obviously does. He kissed her and he said that to Adam and all that stuff. But, like, he keeps claiming that he loves just being a part of this unconventional family. He doesn't need love. He doesn't need sex. Doesn't need romance. He's like, which, of course, we don't buy, knowing Tad the cat the way we do. But, I don't know. It's kind of weird. But anyway, Crystal asks Tad to leave. And then she has a discussion with Adam. And it's, like, weird. Like, all right, like, Adam calls Crystal on it and says, you love me and stuff. And she's like, I don't love you. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail and all that stuff. I don't know. It's like, it was weird. Like, and then she sees a ring box. And I guess Adam had, like, found the ring that he gave her that she had hocked. And he pretends that I'm going to throw it out. It's garbage. Garbage. And she's like, you know, I don't buy it, Adam. I don't buy it. You bought that ring for a reason. And they get kind of close to kissing. You know, like they almost kiss and they like talk about like their days when they got married and he calls her Little Miss Moonshine and stuff. And I just love it. I love it, Pedro. They have like such good chemistry. It's so amazing. I love Miss Bobby Eakes. Love her.
I just want to know if the comeback has been franchised yet.
No, but it's going to be.
I know. I keep waiting.
It's going to be. Them ribs are gonna be franchised. You cannot deny the rest of the population some of Miss Crystal's ribs.
That is true.
Anyhow, so then, you know, at the same time, you know, Tad goes back when, you know, he goes to the comeback and he talks to Joe. It's a really nice moment. He talks to Joe and Joe's like, Tad, you need love in your life. You need love. You need a woman. If I didn't have Ruth. And I loved it, people. It was really, really great. And then Crystal goes home and she talks to Jenny. And people right now, if you ask me, best actress on a show, Jenny, the little baby Jenny. She looks at Crystal with such incredible eyes, people, that I rewind over and over and over and over. And I love it every time. It's beautiful. They have such a connection. I want to cry sometimes. It's so beautiful.
It is. Baby Jenny is probably the best actress on the show. Yeah.
She's got the best storyline too, let me tell you.
If you put Baby Jenny in an act off against Aiden.
Ooh, Baby Jenny is winning.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Or as I should say, Cladumbo.
And then Tad. And then Tad comes and talks to Crystal and warns her about Adam. And then he kisses Baby Jenny. And I love it. But then Crystal kind of calls Tad on it. She tells Tad she's confused by him. And I like that. You know, and she asks him what he wants. And then he gives her this line again about just wanting the unconventional relationship and blah, blah, blah. And in the meantime, Colby and Adam have gone fishing.
Oh, those two fishing. I mean, it was a nice, fine scene.
It was.
But it is just, it looks ridiculous.
But it was cute. I accepted that. There's been a lot more ridiculous looking things in this program than that. Goofy West's Photoshop picture was much more ridiculous looking to me. She caught a fish.
Right, but you never saw it.
He did, in the basket.
In the basket,
It was covered in the basket.
Right.
Well, we had a nice apology from Adam to Colby about everything that he did. I thought that was nice. Well, then Crystal goes back to Adam's place and she tells Adam that Stuart can never come over again. And that was sad. And again, and she gives him back the ring. And then they go again, like they fake leave. And that was sad. So I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to get back together somehow, but not soon enough for me. We want to breeze about JR.
I just like to talk about his hair.
It's gross. He's gross, people. If you haven't been watching the show, people, just turn it on one day that JR is on and just look at his skeevy hair and his skeevy mouth and skeevy everything that he does. It's gross.
To me, I look forward to his hair. It's always a new style. There's new highlights or it's coiffed in a different way. To me, that makes the show more fun and interesting.
I don't remember if it was me or Taylor or Pedro who said that his hairstyle changes depending on who he's, like, what his storyline is that day. Like, if he's with, like, Little A, it gets slicked back and it's a little bit neater. But if he's, like, at the comeback with Ava, it's, like, nasty smarmy all over the place, like, with hair wax. You know what I mean?
Well, this one was, like, you know, moosed into submission.
Well, there's been like this back and forth between Ava and JR about getting Johnny involved because JR is broke and he needs investors, and Johnny, you know, and Ryan have a lot of money. And Johnny, special Johnny, is now an investment banker. So what happens is that at the beginning of the week, we see Johnny and Ava, and they're like a couple now, like a real like couple. Like, and she, I'm sorry, people, but he like seems to be entertained by her shenanigans, and like they're gross. Like, she's so selfish and self-centered, and I'm a supermodel and I'm gorgeous and I'm hot, I'm young and hot. Let's bite while we can. It's like gross, don't you think?
I find her so unappealing.
It's really gross. And then we had Ava telling JR that Johnny might be into it. And she tells him in a very sexual way, and they almost kiss. And again, I'm just grossed out.
It's skeevy. Well, I don't know what's grosser, her attitude or his hair.
I don't know, people. It's weird. And then at one point, actually before that, you know, before she and Johnny leave the comeback to go make love or whatever, they're kissing, and JR is like leering at them. It just was weird, people. Oh, I loved it when JR told Ava that she needed acting lessons. I thought that was pretty funny. Because she was trying to act sexy and he wasn't buying it. And then she goes to kiss him again and he pulls away. That's pretty cold, don't you think?
I just need a bath.
I know. After you do, you need a shower. After watching them two and them seed, you need a shower.
There should be like a sanitation rinse that comes with their scenes.
Some kind of sterilization kit.
It is.
Something.
Put Greenlee in the mix. Get those tattoos off her too. I mean, they need something. To... Yeah.
It's not even fun, people. That's the thing. It's just not fun.
I had to hermetically seal my television.
People, I went over on Thursday to see if Pedro was watching it. He had saran wrap on his television.
You don't know. You don't want that stuff. You don't want that creepiness coming out. You gotta wrap it up.
Saran wrap, people.
Yeah, you gotta wrap it up. Make sure that it might ooze out of the television into my apartment.
All right. So then we got a little more storyline crossover because we have Johnny meeting with JR at the end, and JR and Johnny basically saying, "No way in hell am I ever going to agree to work with you." And JR is like about to call it quits. Okay. And then let's back it up. Zach has been working with Hannah to figure out how to wipe out Greenlee. And she says the only way to do it is to destroy Fusion because Greenlee's never going to let go of Fusion as much as Kendall wants her out of there. So the only way to do it is to destroy Fusion. And Zach's like, no way, no way, no way. But then Lily like pipes in and says that JR is starting a company with his sister, Ava. So then at the end of the week, you see Zach going up to JR and basically offering to help him with his new cosmetics company venture. So, which I liked.
All I know is there needs to be some serious cosmetic work done because Greenlee is going to need to cover up those tattoos.
They're not real. They're painted on, Pedro.
They might need a foundation or something.
But I'm going to tell you one thing about this whole Hannah thing. We got a glimpse. Hannah was over at the hospital visiting baby Ian, and we got a glimpse of like evil Hannah. Something's going on with her. She's teaming up with somebody to do something. And I don't like it. Like, she made this phone call where she said, Zach doesn't suspect a thing. Everything is going exactly to plan, which I don't get. I don't know who she's working with. I don't care. I hope it's not, like, something stupid sinister. I'm trying to figure out if it's, like, Greenlee. But I can't imagine it's Greenlee because I think Greenlee wants to be in the good graces. So then I'm thinking maybe it's JR. Like, I don't know, you know, who she's working with. But it's dumb. I don't like it. Let Hannah be a decent character. Let her be. We love her. Let her be, you know, a full three-dimensional, cool woman. You know what I mean? Like, don't make her like a cartoon character. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That was annoying to me. And then let's wrap up the week. I can't believe I'm wrapping up the week with Kendall, but I was a little bit bored by her storyline this week.
Honestly, I don't even remember her storyline.
That's what I'm saying. She basically had the beginning of the week where last week she had that encounter with the little boy, the little deaf boy, who I thought was amazing. I loved him. I thought he was great. He was Cassie DePaiva's son. And he is a beautiful kid. He looks just like her. Oh, my God. He's got the same eyes, the same beautiful smile. He's a beautiful boy. And she spoke with him, and he has cochlear implants. And actually, you know what, people? I'm going to tell you something right now. Even though it was a little tiny tad bit after school special, I loved it because I had never heard a child with cochlear implants speak. And he spoke perfectly. Perfectly. I was like, holy cow. That was amazing. It was really, really, really amazing. He was just a great little boy. So we had that. And then Kendall was not upset at all about being set up. She learned a lot, which I'm like, finally, dag. Get over this dumbass, stupid storyline about her not wanting cochlear implants. Then we got back into all the Greenlee stuff. And it was kind of funny because Freakly, as I like to call her now, calls Kendall at one point and lets her know that she's still being tailed so they can't really talk. And... you know, Kendall's like, no one can know we're talking. And then, you know, Erica overhears her talking to Greenlee and basically tries to pull it out of her. What are you doing? What are you up to? And, you know, they go back and forth and, you know, they decide that, you know, okay, they're going to move forward and they're going to try to wipe out Greenlee or get rid of Greenlee or some stupid stuff like that. And I'm bored. Are you bored listening to me, people? Because I'm bored saying it.
I don't know what you've been talking about the last 5 minutes.
It's true. It's true, Pedro. I agree. So then, to wrap it up, basically, Kendall rediscovers that she has Greenlee's keys and she decides to go to Greenlee's house. And for some reason, Greenlee's house is a mess. I guess Greenlee is so depressed that her house is now a mess. And she's left, like, trinkets of, like, Fusion and pictures and stuff of her and Kendall. And Kendall reminisces and cries over what? I don't know. Says she can't go through with her plan. And then she remembers all the bad things that Greenlee did. And then she says she can't go through with her plan. And as she's like reevaluating who comes in but Greenlee and Aiden to try to make love. So we'll see on Monday if she gets caught. Viewers, she ain't getting caught. Do you think she's getting caught? That never happens on soaps. Like, it makes it look like, it makes it look like there's 1 second between Greenlee opening the door and her hiding, but really it's like 5 minutes, and Kendall can probably hide. Kendall is so thin
that
she could probably fit between the refrigerator and the stove.
It's probably true. I mean, if this was Heroes, she would be like the skinny hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a, like the cracks in the floor. She totally. Could hide she in do, the cracks of the floor.
That. She could do that. She could slip right under the space between the floor and a door.
That's exactly right.
There's no problem.
That is her superpower.
It's not a superpower. She don't need it. She's thin. She's skinny. Skinny people do that.
That's true.
That's all I got, Pedro. I'm wiped out. Wiped out. You got anything else?
No. I enjoyed doing the Pine Valley podcast with you this week.
He's just saying that, viewers.
I'm not saying that. I had a nice time.
I'm glad you had a nice time, Pedro. I like having you here. We're going to have different people every week, hopefully. We're going to have some new people coming up soon. I think Jordan's coming back next week. We all love Jordan. He's very knowledgeable. I would love to know what he thinks, because I'm between bored and kind of liking it. But this week, I have to admit, a little bit of a chore for me.
Yeah, I found this week a
little bit choreful. Of a chore.
Choreful.
We got to get off this Blandie Richie storyline. And I have a feeling, people, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we have a spoiler alert. Did we do the spoiler alert already?
No.
You people all know. I'm not even going to bother with the spoiler alert, because you people all know that Alexa Havens is leaving and that new babe is coming on.
So there's a new babe?
There's a new babe coming. And it's going to be bad, because new babe is going to be with Wes / Richie. And you want to talk about act off. Whew, those two. Whew. People, I got a little inside scoop. Miss New Babe ain't really got the chops that her predecessor has. So I am not optimistic.
We'll find out.
We will find out. And we hope that you will stay with us as we do. We're hanging in. We hope you'll hang in with us. That's it for me. If you want to write us, you can write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can go to our website, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Peter.
Pedro, and here's a little something just for you.
Well, it just seems like yesterday that you were my little girl. And now, all of a sudden, through some sort of magic, you've grown up right in front of my eyes. That's a shock to any old dad.
You don't want me to grow up?
Oh, my dear Tara. Of course I want you to grow up. But problems come along in everybody's life. We both know that's part of living. And when a father looks at his young daughter, he wishes he could handle those problems for her. Even knowing how impossible it is doesn't stop him from wishing it a moment.
Well, there are not going to be any problems with Philip. I'm sure of that.